currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, my name is Erica Sanford, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. With the new Kirkland City Council in place, how well do you know your council members? Tune in every week as we bring you a special half-hour program featuring one of our council members called Council Up Close. Currently Kirkland host Scott Mullett sits down with each council member for a one-on-one interview. Get to know your city council members like never before. Here's a preview.
What sound do you love?
The sound of a train whistle is one of the most romantic sounds I know.
What painting would you like most to walk into?
The picture that I would pick would be the one where the dogs are playing poker.
Okay. Do you have any hidden talents?
I used to race cars. Professionally. Mm-hmm. I did that when I was a young man.
Other than your own profession, what job would you have most like to do or currently would most like to do?
I'd like to be the commissioner of baseball.
Who is your favorite fictional character?
My favorite character is CSI detective Stella Bonacera. Mm-hmm. On CSI New York.
If you were a participant on Amazing Race, where would you want to go?
In the military, I got around a significant part of the world, but I haven't been to India.
The most hated chore on your household chore list?
To this day, I vacuumed every day through high school, never a break, and I cannot stand vacuuming. I'll do anything to get out of it, really.
It all starts next week as we sit down with Mayor Joan McBride. We talk about what inspires her family motto, and her hope for Kirkland. To watch this program, go to the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. 25,000 gallons of wastewater spilled from the Kirkland pump station near Marina Park, closing the beach. The sewage overflow happened on January 12th, and the cause of the spill is still under investigation. Officials believe that debris may have reduced capacity in one of the pumps, and the backup pump failed to start. It has since been repaired. This 40-year-old wastewater station pumps about 6 million gallons a day to the South Treatment Plant in Renton. In October, construction began on the project to upgrade the aging facility. A laundry room fire caused residents to evacuate the 115-unit Merrill Gardens Senior Residence Facility in downtown Kirkland. Thanks to sprinklers and some quick actions of a staff member, the fire was extinguished. There were no injuries and no damage to the five-story structure. The fire department received the call on January 12th at 11:15 a.m. The fire broke out in a dryer, activating the sprinkler system, which prevented the fire from spreading. The maintenance supervisor then grabbed a fire extinguisher and put out the flames. 9 fire units responded to help ventilate the smoke. A couple of residents were evaluated on the scene, but released. A Kirkland restaurant is serving your entree or drink with a free side of science. On the second Monday of every month at 7 p.m. in the Wild Rover, you can learn about cutting-edge topics in science and technology from leading researchers and scientists.
We like science. We like to see, interesting things and want to get out and get some beer, get some science, what more? what a combination.
The Pacific Science Center Science Cafe program is free, thanks to a sponsorship from the Institute of Museum Services, KCTS, and the Pacific Science Center. The last Monday night science program covered how evolution leads to new species.
So for tonight, we have 2 basic rules for this event. The first one is that no science background is required. And the second is that questions are, and no question is too basic.
We found that there was this very dramatic example of evolution that we could actually see. And really, the change that we saw that was most dramatic was in the period of about 6 years.
To look at a list of topics or to watch a previous science cafe, you can go to kcts.org or to pacsci.org. More than 450 people holding plates of food line the streets around Kirkland-sur-la-Table, hoping for a spot on the reality show Master Chef.
I brought lemon and chive profiteroles with a smoked salmon watercress and creme fraiche with herbs, dill, garlic, lemon. Very Northwest.
Croquembouche or like a chicken salad sandwich on a cream puff dough.
I brought pork chop with a grapefruit and avocado salad.
MasterChef is already a hit show in the UK and Australia and is known as the Culinary American Idol. This reality show will allow contestants to complete challenges each week until only one remains.
On Chef Ramsay's other shows, it's been like professional chefs and like professional foodies, and this is more like, hey, I'm a lawyer, or hey, you know, I'm a graphic designer who loves food, and I really want a chance to try and learn with these great chefs. And so that's pretty much what our concept is for the show.
Chef Ramsay also stars in Fox's second most popular reality show, Hell's Kitchen, and Kitchen Nightmares. The continued revenue decline is forcing more reductions in service and staff levels at the city of Kirkland. You might notice less landscaping and building maintenance, closed restrooms, or the lack of garbage cans in neighborhood parks. Programs affected include the Police PROACT Unit, Neighborhood Traffic Control Program, and the Juanita Bay Ranger Volunteer Program. About 48 employees were laid off, salary reductions, and furlough days are also being taken. For more information about these reductions, please go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box, type in budget. Are you looking for inspiration in your current and future building projects? Then check out the City of Kirkland's Green Building blog. Professionals and everyone can join together to discuss the what, why, and how of the latest in green building topics. Postings will be initiated by Kirkland City staff members, and everyone is invited to comment, recommend new ideas, or continue the conversation. To take a look at the blog or to suggest a topic, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box, type in green building. Juanita Beach Park is getting a facelift. Phase one of the renovations is slated to begin in early February and take about 8 to 10 months to complete. Light fixtures in the parking lot and 5 more park benches will be added. In addition, pathways will be upgraded from gravel to asphalt. For more information, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box, type in Juanita Beach Park. On February 9th, Kirkland voters will be asked to vote on 3 ballot measures for the Lake Washington School District. The first proposition renews the educational programs and operations levy, which would continue to provide local funding for programs such as athletics and the arts. It will also provide for 19% of the district's operating budget, paying for insurance, textbooks, and other supplies. Proposition number 2 renews the capital projects levy, which is for facility projects like replacing roofs and flooring. It also helps fund technology replacements like computers and projectors, and provides educational software and access to research databases. The third proposition will help modernize Juanita High School, add 2 elementary schools, add on to Redmond High School and Eastlake High School, and expand Environmental and Adventure School. For more information, go to lwsd.org. On Wednesday, January 20th, Relay for Life will be holding their annual kickoff at the Juanita High School cafeteria from 7 to 8 p.m. The actual 24-hour event will be held June 19th through the 20th. New teams will be registered for the early bird price of $50. At the actual event in June, teams set up campsites to stay for the entire 24 hours to signify that cancer doesn't sleep. 70 cents of each dollar raised goes to the cancer research. For more information, go to relayforlife.org. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We are taking a break to celebrate the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. We will be back January 29th. We'll see you then.